Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You have a Bucks team that is leading the NBA in scoring against a Pelicans team tonight that is second worst in points allowed. So without Giannis, they could still win this game. Just a little weird to see it happen. Hey, Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, is joining us right now. And the Insider call is brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz. Brian, this is... So we're talking about those elite teams in the NBA. The Bucks, the Lakers and Clippers. You could put your Celtics that you played for in that conversation. They've had a great record this year. What keeps them motivated in December, knowing that they'll be around in April?
Oh, all those teams? Well, what's really interesting, first, if you look west, let's first go there. I know you guys want to do east in Milwaukee, but if you're a top two seed in the West, your first round matchup is significant. There's a huge drop off between if you're a three seed and you're playing a six, or you're a four seed playing a five. So I think that's what's going to keep those guys motivated. I do think that everyone's kind of keeping an eye on the Bucks, and having home court advantage through the finals will kind of play itself out. But if I'm the Bucks, I'm looking at it. To me, they're the hardest playing team in the NBA. That's when you watch them from the tip to the time they smack a team by 20 and they all go and sit down on the bench. They are full throttle the whole time. So I just think they take the characteristic of their superstar. Like Giannis is one of the I had BJ Armstrong on the radio, on the Scal and Powell show the other day, and he said that Michael Jordan was the greatest practice player ever. He played hard. He played every possession. He said Giannis is like echoing that. He brings it every day, works hard every day, and when you watch him play, you're amazed at how he just like never runs out of energy. So when it comes to the Bucks, I think they just follow the lead of their star.
It's been fun to watch, and literally night to night has been a win after win for this team, and it's now a 15-game win streak, which is a fun thing to talk about in December. It gives us something to discuss here. But is there an advantage, this is going to sound weird, is there an advantage to having this thing snapped before it gets to 20 so that they can focus on something other than a mid-season win streak?
I guess you would have to ask the question, are they focused on the win streak? Is that like all their? I know that the media does, but when you watch them play, I don't feel like they're focused on it. I also don't feel like they have slippage. Here's my only problem with the Bucks, and this is an insignificant issue, and there's nothing you can do about it in regular season. The problem is when it gets tough, like the playoffs, and you slow down and you take them out of transition, and you have a close game down the stretch, like, where are they going to go? And they don't – and I guess you could say they're going to go to Giannis, but I feel like the Bucks need practice closing tight games out on the road against, good opponents. The issue is, and you can't hold against them, they don't have tight games down the stretch on the road. They just beat everybody. So it's going to be really interesting when the playoffs happen. I think whoever they play in the first round – probably dismissed, but after that, they're going to play against some pretty good coaches that are going to have some strategy or some pretty good players, and they're going to have to figure out how to navigate, you know, late in the game, or how to navigate series, you know, game to game, you know, game one to game two, game two to game three. So there's nothing you can, Budenholzer would never tell his team, hey guys, we got to take our foot off the throttle so we can have a close game so we can practice that. But the Bucks have, to me, no issues whatsoever except can they close out a tight game with 2 minutes to go.
In the other half of, you're talking about second round playoff matchups, and the other half of where the Bucks will be headed, and fans that are just looking at the overall win-loss record might be missing this, but you're talking about good coaches, good teams in the East. Boston, Miami, Philadelphia, 2-3-4 in the East, are a combined 34-0 at home, which is,
yeah,
the narrative forever is, you know, the East isn't good, the East isn't good. But the truth is that upper half, those four seeds that'll have home court in the first round, they're all good teams.
Yeah, they're well coached, and I'm not going to say Philly's well coached. I'm not down on Brett Brown, but I'm not super high on Philly's organization. But they're Jekyll and Hyde when it comes to how good they are at home. And when Ben Simmons is out in the open court, he seems to be a factor, and how many times he disappears. But no, you're right. You watch Miami. Miami was down 6 points with 56 seconds to go to Atlanta, and Trae Young was saying it's over, and they fought hard in the game, 22-0. With Duncan Robinson and Kendrick Nunn. So it is amazing how good those teams are. But I feel like the teams that could play the Bucks tough are Toronto, Philly, and Boston. Those are the ones that would be really interesting if somehow, some way, Milwaukee could avoid those two teams and only have to play one of them, that would be a win for the Bucks, because those are, I think Brad Stevens is a good coach. You know, last year was kind of an anomaly when you tried to start to unfold that Bucks series. But you guys know how, like, maybe you hit the panic button after that game one when the Celtics won by 20, and then, you know, like, Giannis just completely took over from there. But they're not going to be, after that first round matchup, it's not going to be just like an easy road for the Bucks.
And it's the Miami team is one that's of interest here because of a couple of guys with ties to this area. Of course, we know about Jimmy Butler, who went to Marquette. But Tyler Herro, who is a high school product of this area, of the Milwaukee area, is somebody that I think, you know, he entered in off of the draft, and it's like, well, okay, this is a guy that could be something down the road. But he has those moments already in his career, just a few months in, where you see him take a game over. What is it that, for a guy like that, what is it that causes him? He didn't slip under the radar, but I don't think we thought of him as a star right now, and he shows those moments.
Sure. Like, if you look at, like, Devin Booker's trajectory, it's kind of the same way. I'm not saying he's going to be Devin Booker, but, like, Devin Booker was sort of a late lottery pick, and he ended up turning into what he is. If you want to, from a game standpoint, he gets into his shot, I would say, probably better than 99% of the NBA players off the dribble. So he's low. He has that hard bounce, very Jerry West-like for all the old-school guys that used to watch Jerry West. And that ball is up over his head before he even starts to elevate, and it allows him to get his shot off. So when he's playing well or when he has a hot hand, the Heat have no problem force-feeding him. And if he can get any type of space, very similar to what Devin Booker does, if he gets any type of space, he can kind of drift and fade and step back and play that game. And, I mean, he's a fun player to watch. A lot of people compared him to Klay Thompson. I don't think he's Klay Thompson. Like, Klay Thompson is such an elite defender. I do think, like I said, I'm not comparing him to Devin Booker, but his game sort of echoes Devin Booker.
This is Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, joining us. And I think it's been interesting to see what's happened in Milwaukee over the course of the last several years. For you, when you were coming here as a visiting member of a different team, coming to Milwaukee, this was a completely different city with a completely different feel. How amazing is it to see this Bucks team go from what they were, say, 5, 6, 7 years ago, even early in the Giannis era, to this powerhouse that they are now?
Yeah, but this is not like the first time we've seen this, right? It's like anytime you get a dynamic player, and to me, the first time, so when I saw Giannis, the first time I was a coach of the Golden State Warriors, and I watched him warm up, whatever, and you hear about Giannis, whatever. I watched him play, and I thought, oh, my God, it's going to be Scottie Pippen out there. You know, like, he was in transition. He was doing spin dribbles. He was hitting guys. he's playing super hard, and he defended, and I was like, I think he maybe was 6'9 at the time. I didn't know he was going to grow to be 7 foot tall, and I never thought his body would develop the way he did. But once you get that dynamic player, everything becomes easier. It's easier to coach. It's easier to fill your roster with certain type of players, but you have to have that guy. And when Milwaukee drafted him, I remember talking to Danny Ainge, who I'm really close with now, and he was, I said, what happened with Giannis? He said, I went over to Greece and I watched him play in, maybe it was December or January, and I liked him. I liked the way he played. I loved his passion for the game. It was some low level Division III where it's just like it was hard to evaluate him. But he said, ultimately, like I passed on him and I never took a second look. And he said, I'll never, ever, ever do that again. I'll watch a player, but I'll always take a second look for all the people that I'm intrigued by. And that second look cost them because they drafted Kelly Olynyk one pick right before Giannis. And you know, Danny has to, you know, live with the punches, and he's done a great job in the draft. But I think that's one that he'll always think, like, man, I'll never, ever, you know, just write a guy off early, because you're missing the most important part of the NBA is how much a guy improves. And Giannis improved so much, and not just to the draft. The first time Danny saw him play in summer league, he knew right then and there, I made a mistake.
Brian Scalabrine, we appreciate the insights. Fun NBA season. Can't wait to revisit this a little later on down the line.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Brian Scalabrine, that is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. An insider call is brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. Make sure you check out his show, Scal and Pals, on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.